All right, good afternoon, everybody. Everybody ready to rock?
Woo! Yeah!
One more time with feeling. You have to really commit. One more time. One, two, three.
Woo!
Okay, so thank you, everybody, for coming to the How to Rock Out at South by Southwest panel here for Interactive. We're really excited to be here. Before we start off with introductions, could I get a hands in the air for people who are noobs? Everybody who's a South by Southwest virgin.
Wow. Yeah,
put your hands
noobs.
Up.
Wow. Welcome. Wow,
a lot
welcome.
Of cherries to pop. Yeah. Awesome. So, and
please
how many people are South by Southwest veterans who feel confident that they already know how to rock out? Awesome. Okay. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Of you guys who are South by Southwest veterans, how many of you feel comfortable being Julie, the cruise director, for some of the noobs that are here? Yeah, you guys all suck.
Okay,
come on. More of you guys are just, that hurts.
Yeah, George Kelly.
That hurts. That's what makes our jobs that much harder. Fine. Okay, so first off, I'd like to introduce my panelists. Like, if you want to start way down at the end and introduce your name and URLs and why you think you rock.
My name is Tony Pierce. I'm the editor of LAist from LA. Anybody from Los Angeles here?
Let's hear it for Los Angeles.
I guess not.
I won.
My personal blog is tonypierce.com. And I didn't think I rocked. I thought I was just... It was a pity rock to get me here on the panel, but very happy to be here.
Big clapping.
Oh. One fan. Thank you. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
My name is Lynn D. Johnson. This is my third year at South by Southwest Interactive. My URL is lynndjohnson.com. Why do I rock? Let's see. Oh, because myself and Jason Tony, every year, we do a mean...
what is that?
Y'all know what that is?
No.
No?
Are you explaining the Mexican wave to us?
Catch it. Anyway.
You'll learn more about that if you attend any of the parties that Jason and I go to. Other than that... Pass it on.
I'm Nick Douglas. I'm from San Francisco. Are there any people from San Francisco here?
Nobody from SF was allowed.
So I have a show called Look Shiny at lookshiny.com where I talk to myself. And I used to be internet famous because I wrote a site called ValleyWag, and then I got fired for having too much fun. It was actually for rocking too hard, which is the answer to that last question.
There you go. I'm Andrew Huff. I'm the editor of Gaper's Block. And if you're not from Chicago, you probably have no idea what that term means. How many Chicagoans are here?
Hey!
All right. Woo! Rock on. Rock over London. Rock on, Chicago. My personal blog is Me3Dia, M-E, the number 3, D-I-A. I am here for the fourth time. This is my second panel. And I don't really think I rock either. Why am I here, MJ? Oh, it's the glass. Yeah, my glasses rock. So
he does have the hipster glasses. So, like in terms of hipster culture nerds, Andrew Huff rocks.
Hi, I'm Glenda Bautista, and I'm natively from New York, and now I live in San Francisco. My blog is agendaside.com. My day job is to work at Technorati. My night job is to rock the F out. So. That's why I'm here. And I'm here to bring whiskey back.
It's been
brought. Did it ever leave?
It's done been brought.
Hi, my name is Min Jung Kim. I'm your moderator. That's all you need to know. I'm just enabling these people to cause mischief. Go.
Drive and talk at the same time. Hi, my name is Tontek Celik, and chief technologist for Technorati. And I play with computers.
Among other things.
All right.
Because we're nerds rock out. Okay, so in terms of introductions for some of the noobs, Andrew would like to help walk you through what you need and what you don't need from the ever famous and ever heavy big bag that you guys
all
have.
Dude, I'm totally helping with that.
So, yeah, Nick is
and
on my
Nick
side.
Nick is also helping
from
with that.
From lookshiny.com, that's L-O-O-K. What?
Stop trying to get yourself dig-baited.
It's anyway. Hard driving traffic.
So, you guys all picked this up, right? Yes, yes. If you didn't, it is worth picking up. However, about half of what's in there is worthless.
Half? So you're being generous. Go on.
I am. All right. So we're going to show you what you don't need and just how
just
much that's going to be.
All of that? Not really needed.
To start out, there are 2 to 3 copies of the Chronicle.
Some of them are more than one copy of the same issue,
yeah.
Which is really...
You'll also
that was intelligent. That was very new media.
In every hall, possibly in every room in this building, right. There are more copies of the Chronicle. They are the sponsor. However, you probably don't need to carry these around the whole week. Them. Nick?
What else have we got? There are several magazines that you may find of more interest, but I didn't because I watch TV instead. So there's a Technology Review. Dump it. Wired is the Cosmo of tech magazines. Dump it. Linux Journal. Read it, but don't talk to me. Create Magazine is probably cool, and I'm really sorry for dumping you. Code. You talk to the people who read the Linux Journal, whatever.
Do you have Toy Fair?
Holy hell. No.
I didn't get it either. I think there's kind of a random assortment.
Who got Toy Fair?
MJ. This is her bag.
Lucky.
I rock.
So what else have we got?
How?
I actually
rules.
Nice. I'm keeping this.
I put that in the save pile. Because
There's a lot of stuff that you can put in the hotel to read later, but need to drag it around all day, all night.
Things. Hand it to someone who you see reading Linux Journal. What's next? That covers the magazines, right?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Then you've got a ton of flyers and postcards and et cetera. Go through them. There's probably one in there that you're actually going to want. There's some buttons.
Most of them are ads. So.
Party invitations that may not have
made
it into
the
ad. Okay. So if you don't want to paw through all of the cards... one of the invitations that looked cool was both the Heather Gold Show and the Continuous Partial Attention, which has some people I like, and therefore you should go. And it's part of that. You know, have you ever been, sitting at dinner with people who have phones, and they're, kind of there, and they're kind of paying attention to you, and they're like, wait, there are more interesting people in another part of the city that I'm talking to. I have a feeling that that's what this is probably about. Tontek, you have any words on that?
I don't like to talk on the phone.
Tontek likes to pull his computer out at bars, at fun bars.
Where people are dancing up all in his grill, he's still got his laptop out. And then he'll register the location on places.
Yeah. So how many out there are smokers? Raise your hand. I'm sorry for you. There are smoking, balconies. Those are useful. There are a lot of really interesting people out there.
And you can meet a lot of people out there.
You can. I'm sorry, I don't think they're doing it this year, but they used to give out free cigarettes. They are!
Okay, so where are they
Start
hiding
smoking,
the American
guys.
Wait, where do we get the free cigarettes?
Okay.
Right out there. Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to start.
Yeah. So,
if you don't smoke and you feel like starting out...
Yeah. This is the place for you. If you just want a taste of what that's like,
the buzz without
the
coughing,
there is Nicogel in your bag. Now, what Nicogel is nicotine, water, extract of tobacco, that's nice and specific, diethylene glycol monoethyl less ether, guar gum, xanthan gum, sodium metabisulfite. This is so meta.
So as far as I can tell, it's Purell, but with nicotine?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Okay.
Oh, I want to rub some more.
Oh, this smells horrible.
It's the strangest thing.
You really...
Nicogel will no longer be sponsoring South by Southwest.
Anyway, what else do we have? There are a couple of temporary tattoos. There's a little toy. And Nick figured out that the top of it seems to be sticky.
Oh, yeah. All right. I threw out most of the stickers. There's Blogger. There are other services that got supplanted by better services 3 years ago. And here is, though, this cute little Vital Stream. I don't know what the fuck Vital Stream is, but it's cool. If you throw it,
here.
It might... That is real ultimate power, and that's why this one stays.
They're going to be finding these next year. there are some actually cool stickers if you want to get kind of crazy with the tagging on your badge. You can take these stickers. I guess they're from MyCons. And there's an assortment of stuff. There's like Windows, Mac, Linux, PS3, coffee, beer, wine, etc., Java, and boxers, briefs, no panties. I don't know why. Stick them on your badge and
because that's a uniform
have
for
fun,
sci-fi.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's all about meeting other people who.
But don't stick all of them on your laptop now. Like
yeah, wait.
That's like wearing the band's T-shirt at the concert.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it. And of course, you do want to keep this, because it's nice to, you know, bring groceries home when you get home. And
there's one other thing I would recommend keeping is the Make button. Apparently, if you go to the Make booth, they have a free gift. And these people, like, the Make guys' ideas of free gifts are pretty awesome. Like, these are guys who, like, build vending machines out of MacGyver.
Actually, out of him.
It's yeah, exactly.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
The other cool thing that you may find is a Sharpie marker, which will be really handy for marking the notes of panels that you want to hit.
You didn't get one?
I didn't get one.
Or the name tags of people that you want to hit, or other things.
Right. Or getting the internet famous's autograph.
That's right.
Ooh.
Let's talk about that.
You could have them sign your...
Or adding accents to your
sign your boobie
signs.
Oh, wait, we've got to point out that one, that little schedule.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're right.
So, yeah. Everybody's got one
you
of these
also got,
lovely.
You also got the guide.
Yeah.
And in the back, guide. There's a little envelope that's sort of bound into it.
Yeah.
You will find the interactive 2007 pocket guide. This is really the only thing you need out of that, unless you like reading people's bios.
This is in the.
It gives you a calendar of all of the panels. And it gives you times. It shows which ones go against which, so you don't have to look at the tiny little type.
There's a map in case you forget what goes between like 7th Street and 5th Street. It's there. Like,
use your Sharpie marker. Put your name on this. Do not lose this. This will be your Bible over the next 3 or 4 days.
Another thing you can do, if you are a geek, you can go to the South by Southwest interactive site and sync the calendar with your iCal.
Hotness.
Yeah. Okay, I'm a geek.
Yeah, if you have Windows, we'll
suck it. If you
Windows
have Windows
people,
you're
I'm sorry.
So, Lintz presented a great segue into some of the technical hacks that we can offer to help, you know, people connect and rock out. So, are you ready?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Tantek Celik, his own rock star ness.
All right, so I've collected a few links here for folks to sign up on various sites that I thought we were going to mention, but I didn't hear anyone mention any sites.
Not yet. That's all you. All
right.
Okay. Sorry.
So there are a number of people here, especially if you've been coming here a number of years, you've realized that there's a lot of sites that actually help you stay in touch pretty much in real time, and you kind of have to actually turn them off to actually get to sleep. So let me pull that up.
You can name some. Oh, you're never mind. You're naming
them. No, go for it. Let's see
right.
what you name.
Hold on. I'm getting a Twitter.
I'll just continue to talk over your section.
Are you
speaking
Twittering right
of
now?
Which?
No, I'm. Never mind. I lied. That was a dodgeball message.
Speaking of which,
so are people familiar with some of these really fun little handy obsessive mobile applications that people are using to kind of be able to stalk your heroes and whoever you select as Julie, your cruise director during this trip? So there's a few.
All right, so.
You need
this
a style sheet.
In out of order. Who needs styles when you can all your semantic? You know? Okay. Exactly. All right, so upcoming essentially is one of the best ways to like find out who's going to what parties are out there. Just go there, sign up, search for any one of us, even all of us if you'd like, and you can add us and stalk what parties we're going to, or try to, if you can keep up.
But don't hold us to it because, you know, shit happens and cooler parties happen right before you're about to go to the cool party. And if for all the virgins out there, I recommend don't make any promises to anybody.
Because parties were small.
You might meet somebody
out
in the hallway
inside.
In about 5 minutes that's going to tell you about something really awesome.
Right.
Yeah. That I mean, like, look at this coming up, right? South by Northwest party coming up. And the interesting thing is you can actually be very non-committal on upcoming, which is very nice. This thing called watching. So you can basically just sign up for every event and say, oh, I'm watching, and then decide at the last minute. That way you keep everyone on their toes. Mm-hmm.
That's a good geek habit, is the passive-aggressive techniques like that.
Yeah,
just for you, Nick.
I might be there. Oh, sorry.
Well, that's upcoming. As you saw, there's a lot of events there going on there. Even just here on the homepage, right? It's almost all South by Southwest. In fact, the event that's probably coming out tonight that you might want to check out is Break Bread with Brad. Very informal event, lots of folks. You know, easy mingling.
So, but it's very easy to do just a search of South by Southwest in the tags window and be able to come up with over 400 events happening over the next week. So pick the ones you dig. Watch the ones that you might dig if somebody you dig is following and going to that party, that kind of a thing.
Oh, yep. So. We're referring to the old definition of dig, not the new one.
The 1G. Sorry.
And then after you've gone to the party, the next morning when you can't remember what happened, that's okay. Your friends have taken care of that for you.
And then you're going to go shoot. Not anymore.
So, go to flickr.com, make sure you sign up. And, you know, upload the photos that you've taken that you don't remember taking either.
Actually, you can upload your photos to a number of different services.
There are.
This week.
Like,
what,
like
photo bucket? What?
For instance?
Like photo bucket?
There's just an, there's a number of...
Once the photos go up, you were there.
So yeah. So image shack, MJ?
Be very careful.
Yeah. Anyway.
What happens to South by Southwest stays on Flickr, is what I've heard.
That's true.
We actually have a couple of okay. Sort of the official, unofficial...
recommended tags?
The recommended tags for your photos from here. That would be SXSW. SXWS. Yeah.
SXSWI.
South by Southwest Interactive. South by Southwest I, 2007. South by Southwest Interactive, 2007. And...
07.
Yeah. Just any one of them. All
any
them.
And all the above. There's probably going to be
you'd probably
a
grab a couple from 06
pool,
on there if you want.
And like be really collaborative about tagging all the fun people that you've met and trying to identify the people that you met the previous night and didn't get a chance to get their card or trying to tie conversations to
or you're stalking.
Individuals.
I mean, literally at this point,
or
you don't
stalking.
Even need to get people's cards. Just be like, what's your ID on Flickr or upcoming or whatever? And then that links off to everywhere else. So speaking of which... While you're getting all that extra information, like people's IM, or you know, if you're older, their email, or if you're really old, I guess their phone number. Unless you're texting them, right? People actually do text. So, one of the attendees here has done a nice little mashup of the Southwest Southwest confirmed speakers page, which I'm going to show you. Okay, this looks like southbysouthwest.com, right? But it's not. Under the hood, it's got. Yeah, somebody had just realized what's been done here. Every single one of these people is marked up with a geeky thing called a microformat, H card in particular, which to you doesn't mean much unless you're an HTML developer, except that there's this link down at the bottom that you can click.
Just all neat.
And then you just wait about a minute because there's... Anyone want to guess how many speakers are on this page?
About right.
He got a cookie.
He's already done.
Staffer in the audience.
Yeah.
Is that Levine?
So we'll just go ahead and let that load. And while that's loading, go back to So Flickr 2007. Oop, there it goes. Now, who wants to copy and paste when you can just do that, right?
Nerd.
And there you go. Like every one of us is on there. You know, click on someone, Kevin Chang, get his URL. Go to his URL, get more info, et cetera. Like, so you meet someone, you don't have to be like, oh, what's your URL? Just, it's all here, folks. Just grab it and fill in the blanks. So, let's see. Can everyone read this, like where it is? So if you're at a laptop, you can browse there right now. This is all live. What's up?
What else?
What else?
So, we
talked about Flickr. Moving right along, Twitter. Now... Before you go to the parties, if you're wondering, what's the back channel, what's going on, who's doing what, saying what, sign up on Twitter, and it's kind of like a fire hose if you've never had this kind of experience before. So I would actually suggest signing up and then setting it to go to the web and checking that out for a while. If you're really aggressive and you have a nice unlimited number of text messages, text plan on your cell phone, add your cell phone as well, and you'll be surprised at how many people are Twittering how often.
You might want to add... text capacity before you join in there, like up your SMS.
They've also got the IM version. So you can get updates about what's going on from all your friends in real time.
And there is a South by Southwest group pool.
Is there?
Is there?
Yes.
Just a word of caution. Like, even if you have unlimited texting, at some point you get enough friends. Well, if you're as cool as me, you'll get enough friends that really the texting just becomes too much. And that's when you really want mobile web and you just go to twitter.com and watch everything. That's, I mean, but yeah. If you're Tontek, like, you love a chance to pull out your phone while you're with other people. And so you get texts all the time. I love you, Tontek.
Thanks, Nick. To demonstrate what Nick's talking about. If you have one of these mobile devices that has an IM client, like a BlackBerry or Sidekick or something, that's actually a pretty good interface. And I'll try logging in and see if this actually works. Actually a pretty good interface as well to Twitter.
You might want to... So one thing that actually we've been kind of experimenting with in San Francisco is the fact that you get a lot of text messages once you're connected to a lot of people. So what essentially happens is you don't realize it, but about a month from now, if you do not change it to something like the web or IM, you'll get a $250 bill for your SMSs. So either up your text message limit or sign into GTalk and get your messages from there.
I strongly recommend you talk. Moving right along, every Twitter that you put, I would suggest doing it publicly so that you can, it's like a blog, right? Every Twitter has a permalink, so it's effectively like a little mini blog. You know, I'll just put in my own little pitch here. Go ahead and claim it. That way, make sure that people can find you and search it, you know, of course, on Technorati. But moving right along. Why does it do that? I clicked. Okay. Dodgeball. Yeah.
Well, he was.
Maybe so people will continue to be using Dodgeball, which has been a service that was really popular last year at South by Southwest for location-based kind of announcements of where the party is at now. And people will put occasional shout announcement like, oh, my God, this party totally blows, moving towards, et cetera. So it's
worthwhile. So where Twitter people might say, oh, I'm at Break Bread with Brad. You're like, well, where the heck is that? With Dodgeball, people actually check in at the location. I don't even actually know where it is. Do you guys know where it is? Buffalo Billiards. So someone will check in at Buffalo Billiards, and then it'll send to all your friends, it'll say, hey, you're at Buffalo Billiards, your friend so-and-so is at Buffalo Billiards, here's the address, here's the URL to directions, et cetera, et cetera. So that makes it a little more convenient for knowing where people are.
You can do the same thing with Dodgeball where you just watch the mobile web thing. $300 phone bill.
All right.
Tontek, do you want to check your Twitter real quick?
Sure.
No, on the web, just to showcase for everybody, please.
You should check the South by Southwest one.
No.
So you could show people how everyone from South by Southwest is updating.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? Twitter has this great habit of like pushing out features that none of us understand, but you understand.
Nick, that how? You don't understand.
They're awesome. Like we. I love Twitter.
But what's really exciting is that those people will actually be here, so you can harass them directly.
Yeah.
And they'll change stuff.
So why doesn't anybody, you know, go down your Twitter name so we just get bombed?
No. Oh, yeah.
So my Twitter name is MJ.
My Twitter name is Glenda.
Mithridia.
Nick.
Okay, I have to spell mine. It's Lynn Lover, but it's LynnLuvah.
That's so because she rocks.
Lover.
And if you guys want, I'll add all your Twitter names to that page.
And that's Tontek.
And if you know someone's Twitter name, Twitter has like the simplest URLs on the planet.
T and like C city.
It's twitter.com/the name. So
my username.
If you want to go to Nick's, for example.
Yeah.
Nick.
Look at all my friends.
There you go.
Oh, what's
it's just
up there?
The person's name. So
checked.
Oftentimes you can guess it. Mine is just the letter T. And I'll tell you why in a second. So there's another feature of Twitter. It's not just about broadcasting. You can actually direct message someone. So if when you're texting them or whatever, if you normally just text, it just goes up on Twitter. If you instead text D space and then their name or their alias space a message, it sends that person a message and that's it. So for example, if you want to Twitter me, I'm sure this is going to blow up my phone, you could D space T space your message and send away. Okay, so that's Twitter.
And feel free to add us all. We're here to help you.
We're here to
help us help you.
Julie, your social cruise director. So we'll be, you know, directing traffic and
that's right.
be able to
yes.
identify us.
So after you've gone to one of these parties and you don't remember what happened, but you do vaguely remember the faces of some people you met. Maybe you remember some conversation you had with them. Maybe you talked about, you know, some panel or some band. You don't even remember their name, embarrassingly. Some of us are really bad with remembering names. There's another site that's been developed by one of Austin's very own to help you with this. Consummating.com, which essentially is a social networking site, except there's no network. It's just about tags. And I'm sure if Ben was here, he would elaborate further. But the basic point of Consummating is that you can essentially find someone into whatever, right? Like, let's say you want to find someone into music.
Can you do a search on pirates and ninjas?
Sure. Let's see how fast this comes back as everyone bangs on their server.
Tontek's very popular, by the way.
Any Scott hipster. Anyway, Glenda, I think you're slacking on busting of balls.
All right. You shut the fuck up. Drink.
Thanks.
So there are 6,009 people tagged in music. The interesting thing about Consummating is not just about you putting yourself up there and tagging yourself with what your interests are. Other people can tag you also, which makes it kind of interesting. Yeah. You get all kinds of really random tags with people. Like, you can see who's
nerd
tagged.
Nerd underscore hottie.
You want to look for nerd underscore hottie? Is that you, Glenda?
No. My pimp hat got hung up a long time ago, so.
Oh.
Let's check out your pimp hat, Tom Tech.
Maybe afterwards.
Oh, shit.
Somebody's in trouble with their boyfriend. Anyway.
So those are the sites that I had up, and let's see if this is actually working. Has anyone use AIM here or iChat or some other variant? Okay, so I've been trying to get Rendezvous or Bonjour iChat working. Does that work for anyone? They blocked it last year? Oh. So I guess that means I told one too many persons about my hack. Okay. Well, I'll teach you this anyway, because this will come in handy anywhere you're somewhere with free Wi-Fi around here in Austin, which is actually lots of places, right? So what you want to do, see if this works. Okay, there we go. You want to open in iChat both your buddy list window and your Bonjour window. And then, assuming that there was something actually in that window.
Wait, really quick, Tontek. What's the one-line explanation of bonjour for any of us who don't know?
Oh, I hate that word. Thank you. if you're somewhere with a Wi-Fi network, you can basically say, put out your AIM name, and anyone in that local network can discover it. That's basically what bonjour is.
And it's a Mac thing.
It's a Mac thing, but theoretically, I guess a PC implementation is possible. Has someone done one?
I don't think so. Really? Oh, okay. Learn something new every day. This is what South by Southwest is for.
Now, I've actually logged in here with a special account, just Tontek at South by Southwest. And everyone you see in this list is someone that I actually discovered at a previous South by Southwest in the Bonjour or Rendezvous window. And when you do discover someone, all you do is drag them over, and it adds them to your buddy list. So what that means is that when you're not in the same Wi-Fi zone, you can actually talk with them. And this way, you can stalk your neighbors.
You're beginning to creep me out, Tontek.
That's why he's so popular. He stalks
that's
everyone.
That's true. Okay.
You know, just pulling back the curtains and showing you the code.
Okay. Keep going. All right.
So that's the little AIM hack. And I guess if they've blocked Bonjour, that's not going to work here. However, as you're out and about, you know, going to Wi-Fi cafe or something, check it out and see if it works. And finally, speaking of Wi-Fi cafes.
Places. Why don't you check out Places, Tontek? And tell everybody how to use Places and all.
Do it in less than 1 minute.
One minute.
Is that site still around?
Yes.
Okay.
Tis.
I mean, I stopped using it.
Because
every
location has already been claimed by Tontek. So your mission is to beat him to some of these locations.
That's
awesome.
That's the throwdown challenge.
You can say that you
totally
have pwned Tontek. That would be
pwned
awesome.
Pwned Tontek.
Okay, what Places is a database of all Wi-Fi connections, Wi-Fi open sites around the world that's user-generated, essentially. In other words, you go to a Wi-Fi cafe or whatever, you launch their little application, it lets you name it, add their address, tag it, add photos, comments, etc. And then you can search for other ones, too, and it shows you all the ones nearby. So this one's, I'm not actually logged in here, but what happens is, yeah, you get a map, a little Google map that shows you where you are and then where everyone else is around you. So another way to find out where those other open Wi-Fi spots are. And I think that's about it.
Okay. So one last resource not covered by Tantec that I think is a great place to go to get organized when you're in the hotel room later tonight to figure out how to power through everything else that you have to do is South by Southwest Baby. .com, where Catherine Yu has put together an amazing list of like just clean checklist of everything you need to do to power through and make the most of the event. Just know that you're not going to be able to hit everything, but make the most of the the events and meetings that you can. So it's further down there. We'll track that down. Speaking of the party circuit and some of the events where you're going to be able to meet perhaps your internet hero or panelist that was at a panel that you attended earlier and you wanted to kind of have a follow-up conversation with them. Lynn, Tony, how do you go about meeting people that you want to meet that you haven't had a conversation with previously? How do you rock out in that respect?
You just walk up to the people.
Well, you stalk them. Yeah. You stalk them at their panel, first of all.
That's the...
And then you stalk them online.
Right. And now that you have their Twitter account,
right.
You stalk them on Twitter,
and you find out where they are in Dodgeball.
You find out where they're going, where they're hanging out, and you just follow them around.
I don't know how many people are going to be here through music, but a lot of times there are unpublished, like private, quote-unquote, parties that require an RSVP. Once you start meeting people here and... just ask them, hey, did you get any RSVPs, and just have them forward them to you. And then when you meet your internet star, you can forward them to them, and they think they're super cool. And a lot of times these parties are way smaller than the shows that are going to happen. You don't need a badge or a wristband, and you know, you get to see some really cool shows and get to eat free barbecue and free beers and stuff like that. But a lot of times I found the last couple of years that the parties were way better for listening to music and actually talking to people than being in emos where it's super loud and you've got to stand up and wait for 2 hours before the band that you want to see is going to show up. So, you know, networking can work a lot of different ways. You can try to do business stuff. I just try to figure out where the coolest bands are playing at the smallest places. That's my little game that I try to play here. And, If you want my tips, just email me at busblog@gmail.com, and I'll send you some invites, too.
But by the way, do you have any idea if the Red Bull House is going on this year?
Yeah, last
Speaking
year.
Of the best places to go.
Was that the best one last year?
That was pretty good.
I think so, too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Last year, I worked for Buzznet, who is Flickr's kind of rival. And I don't work there anymore. But last year, we partnered with Red Bull, and they had a house way far away from here. But it was totally worth it because it was free booze like crazy. Like
free vodka and Red Bull.
Free vodka.
Other booze.
The Texas Roller Girls found out about it somehow, so all of them showed up.
That somehow resulted in various naughty bits showing up on the front page of Buzznet, right?
Yeah, some of us got sick for about 2 months after that, too. But
it was an eventful place.
From what I understand...
Penicillin sick or like cold medicine sick?
Yeah, well, dang.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And so I believe Red Bull is hooked up with Film Threat this year. So if that's actually a really good tip, Nick. If you do know where the Red Bull House is, go. Because it was super fun last year.
If you don't, you find someone else who knows about
it. Ask around.
None of your tools can help you now.
And definitely, like, the sponsored parties, you've got to hit them first because you get free food and free booze.
Then you get liquored up. And then you can go to more relaxing.
Speaking of, are there any particular ones that you guys are really up for?
I'm definitely going to go to the Pluck party with DJ Mel.
Is that on the list?
DJ Mel is like one of the best DJs in Austin. He mixes a little hip hop with rock. It's like amazing.
Where is that? I don't think that's on the list, is it?
Is it on the list? Probably not. I think I got an invite from Pluck.
Are you allowed to tell people?
Bother Lynn.
Don't come.
On the party.
Yeah, where is it? So no one has to come up to you.
I forgot the name of that space. Cielo. forgot the name of the space. But you can reach out to me and I'll tell you where it is. Trust me, it's going to be a great
party. You have a million
people
mobbing you.
What other... I'd like to ask everybody down the row of any specific event or panel that they're absolutely looking forward to this year. Like, it is the can't-miss-a-shit kind of event or thing that they want to do, and why. So...
Well, I'm already on the panel, at the panel that I want to see this year.
Yay.
But far as parties go, Rhapsody is having a party on Thursday the 15th that's going to have Peter, Bjorn, and John, you know that whistle song? Robin Hitchcock is going to be playing with Peter Buck that day. And
What whistle song? Can you sing it?
I can whistle it.
Well, whistle it.
How does it go?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, yeah, I totally recognize that song now.
Thanks. You put me on the spot! Uh-huh. I'm not a professional whistler. Yeah, okay, hold on. Yeah. Let's see if this will motivate.
Yeah, wet your whistle, please.
And the Broken West are going to open. I don't know if you guys like Teenage Fan Club at all, but these are the best Teenage Fan Club ripoff guys ever. And that's good, because Teenage Fan Club isn't doing that anymore.
That's specialization for you.
It's Thursday the 15th at the Mohawk on Red River, and that's Rhapsody. And believe it or not, Zune has a really good party this year, too.
Really?
I know.
Really?
I know. They need something to help them, so I think
they're good
smart.
At everything but actually putting out a product.
Well, if you can't have a good product, you could have some good parties.
No, it's true.
So keep your eye open for Zune. This happens. I think about 4 different nights of good parties. So drink Bill's beer.
Lynn?
Let's see. That pluck party is actually the after party for the Web Awards.
Oh.
So
that's
it should,
right over there?
It should be announced at some point. Tonight...
Would that be Club de Ville? That's what's listed on this thing.
That's what it is.
So it's there you go.
There?
Yeah. Club de Ville, 900 Red River Street.
Yes, yes. Also, tonight, going to check out the Blog Her meetup. At Freddie's place.
Woot. Let's hear you.
People know what Blog Her is.
How many women are here
for
Blog Her?
The ladies are in the house.
The awesome. It's like the Taco Fest of South By.
Taco.
Did you say the Taco Fest?
Would that be
Taco Fest?
Not
to be mistaken with the nuclear taco party, but
nuclear taco.
We'll just go with it. I think
completely. Anyway. Yeah, not to be mistaken for some of the other parties this evening, but the Blog Her one should be good. What else?
Anything? What else? Oh,
Nick Douglas.
Zay has a party somewhere, sometime. I don't know when it is or where it is, but it's probably on your schedule.
Oh, hey, there it is. BuzzFeed Zay Frank After Party.
Yeah, go to that. Go to that. Zay's cool.
Molotov Lounge, 10 p.m. on. I'm going to be going to Break Bread with Brad this evening. I'm really excited for Frey Cafe on Sunday night. That's going to be a lot of fun.
How many people have experienced Frey Cafe or know what Frey Cafe is? Okay, so there's a lot of folks who don't know what Frey is. Andrew, do you want
to? It's basically an opportunity to get up and tell a great story. So, you know, if you have a great story, it doesn't have to be anything in particular. It can be any story at all. I once got up and talked about, I talked about getting a flat tire going 70 miles an hour down I-90. There was a really cool story that came after that. really.
There's also, I think someone proposed at
Yeah,
Frey.
Somebody proposed yes. once.
People and, have proposed at South
yeah.
By. I've done Fobby Smackdown, like in the bad accent, making fun of Russian women.
Yeah.
And I've met Flavor Flav. That was pretty cool.
During the actual conference, one thing that you guys might want to check out is the bloggies.
Awesome.
Yeah,
when is
that? A lot of fun. I don't actually know. I don't see it here.
Sunday?
Is it Sunday?
The bloggies are actually on, I think it's Monday, the 7th annual Weblog Awards.
It's over at the day stage in the
trade show on Monday.
It's a lot of fun. The host, does something crazy every year. I'm hoping I'm not going to blow it by him deciding not to do anything this year. But
totally worth it. Definitely wander through the trade show at some point during the conference, and do not miss the bloggies.
Speaking of which,
One of the more creative traditions at South by Southwest is actually 20 by 2. It's basically a conceptual event in which most people prepare two-minute, not so much presentations, but rather art pieces. And, they're able to work with various multimedia in order to answer one question. This year, that question is, what if? And
That's a terribly specific question.
Yeah, I ask myself what if all the time. So if you would like to check that out, there are 20 speakers that have 2 minutes each that are going to be at the Parish Above Jazz, and that's on Monday night.
So Glenda is one of them. More information
at
20x2.org.
Exactly.
So it's a fantastic event and highly recommended, and don't get there before I do, because if it's like too crowded, then that will suck.
Yeah.
But I do recommend it. It's
it's a tradition.
This year,
it was very crowded last year. You should get there early if you want to go there.
I forgot a couple more things.
What?
What? Elaist is having a free party.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
You forgot party?
On. How could I forget my own party? we're having kind of like a battle royale. We invited two bands from L.A. to square off against
Wait, you don't have Japanese girls killing each other?
Why would we have them kill each other? No.
Battle royale.
The world needs more Japanese girls.
Yeah. Keep them around.
We are a dying race.
So what's in your battle royale?
We brought an all-girl band called Rocket, who are the cutest all-girl band in all.
And they're not going to kill the other band?
No. The girl plays a guitar, which is a keyboard that looks like a guitar. And another girl has a pink Hello Kitty guitar. It's cute. And they're going up against a band called Blackaholis, which is an Austin metal band. And then we had a contest winner. We're sending out a contest, a band of guys from L.A. who are okay. And they're going up against like this pretty boy band in Austin called Quiet Company. So
that sounds like wrestling. Like ninja versus sumo.
That's right. And so that's at room 17, which is on 710, which is at 710 Red River on Sunday at 9 o'clock, and it's free. Also, I recommend, especially if you're new here, if you've never been here before, just have a drink at the Driscoll. It's like super classy, really nice.
And good place.
After like, all the beer swilling that you'll be doing on 6th Street, it's at the top of 6th Street near Congress, and it's just a kind of a classy, have a martini, be cool, hang out, and then see the Bats, too.
Oh, yeah.
You guys seen the Bats?
The Bats?
The Bats. You never seen the Bats?
They may or may not be out yet.
I think I saw, I was out there at the river today.
Tell them about the Bats.
Informational sign.
Austin's got a whole bunch of Bats from under which?
On Congress, just, I guess, if you head south from here, go left on Congress, and there's a bridge right around dusk, I guess, basically. Just a huge colony of Bats flies out from under there. And goes out to hunt for the evening.
We can't stop here. It's bat
country. Totally goth right. And awesome. It's really, really.
Is dusk at night? I thought dusk was a day.
Dusk is at night.
Dusk is night.
From dusk till dawn.
Okay. Dawn. At dusk.
Yeah.
These big words at these conventions.
Get your fucking astronomy straight, man.
So, MJ, what do you recommend tonight? Or this evening?
Oh, wow.
Or any evening?
Let's see. That is a really, really good question.
I've got a tool that might help people with that.
Contact? I know that there is an awesome band that's playing at the Yahoo Bar Tab. Like, Yahoo, free booze, woot!
They named did they name the event Yahoo Bar Tab?
Yes.
Is that really what they were like?
On upcoming.
Free booze party. Like, who names a party Bar Tab? That's
Yahoo.
Awesome. No, like, no
I
disrespect.
I think that's going to be a great... Great party, and
in
I think
conflict
that people should
with
go.
20 by
and
2.
If you've always wanted a delicious flicker upcoming or... anything else kind of sticker, I know that you're going to be able to get it over there at that party. So there will be probably a lot of mischief. There's a live band. It should be pretty cool. So I think that that's one of the better parties that's going to be out and about.
That's a good one.
Tantek,
get your swag.
Parties that you're going to pretend that you're not at
Tantek
by being
has
on
a technical
laptop?
Tool for that.
It's not even my tool.
All right.
So you're
Jeremy
a
Keith.
Tool.
Jeremy Keith. Yeah, I'm just a tool.
Tantek will now reveal his tool.
Hot.
No, Tantek's going to reveal Jeremy's tool. Let's get it right. All right. Okay. Jeremy Keith, who's this web developer extraordinaire, has built this incredible mashup that he basically said, oh, I want to go to all these parties, but they're all over the place. I have no idea where they are. So I'll just put them all in this list by time and order and using, marking up with hCalendar and all that stuff. And if you actually look, he's made so if you click on any of these parties, there's this little Shinerbach logo.
Which is the Austin beer of choice, if
that
you
moves
don't
around.
Know.
So if you don't know where a party is, like, oh, can I go to that party? And then the Fox, oh, they're right next door. So I can go to one, and if it sucks, I can go to the other. And that works. Or there's the Frog Design opening party over there. Zay Frank, not too far. And so he basically just built this as a summary. And if you want to see the parties that Jeremy's interested in, you can even subscribe to his list. So Jeremy's essentially made it really easy to stalk like what he's interested in by doing that. And you know, this tool was something he just built last year, the 2006 version, still has it up, for his own sake. And then, of course, he got drafted into a panel because he did such a good job.
So right before, okay, super quick, before we ask you all, who are rock stars just waiting to happen during this conference, for questions. Thanks, Glenda. I'd like to go down through the list, and super quick, what is your one piece of advice you would give to South by Southwest noobs upon coming here to make the most out of attending the conference, attending the parties, having great conversations, meeting crazy people, making business deals? Like, what's your one-sentence piece of advice that you have?
I'd say go to that one extra party or that one extra panel or talk to that one extra person. This only happens once a year. It seems like time flies and we were just here last year, but I always have such a great feeling about this place because, you know, it's natural for me to go to that one extra party, but do it. I mean, you can always spend a little extra time in your hotel room on your next business trip, but on this one, I say just, you know,
sleep is for next week.
Yeah, have a hangover. If you're not having a hangover, you're not trying.
And by hangover, we mean like you're awake for your hangover. Like you're really drunk at about 4:30 and then suddenly like, oh shit!
With Nick Douglas.
It's tomorrow.
And I have my panel in 3 hours.
And I'm showing up in the same clothes.
That was me this afternoon.
So, it has happened before.
Go ahead and visit the South Lynn? By Southwest t-shirt store downstairs and try not to look like a skis.
See, you took my answer.
Was that you?
Yeah.
I looked over your shoulder.
Make sure you have a business card.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, or some sort of swag. Yeah.
I mean, something. Rip up little pieces of paper if you don't. No, seriously, no. It's important.
Or if you don't, like, you get out of it by being all like, business cards are so last year. Like, I'll just text you my whatever.
Yeah. Can I put you in my...
It's an easy way to get
which
someone.
Which is a nice way
of saying,
like, I can't afford
something.
To print business cards.
LinkedIn, Plaxo, something. Ask somebody for their...
Plaxo. Really? Yeah. No.
Really?
No. Everyone hates you when you send that.
But, I mean...
Not you personally.
No, I'm not saying sending it. Yeah. I'm just saying you can get their information and put it in...
Right.
However you do your contact management.
And then you can say, oh my God, my hero is in my phone.
That's why I don't know anything.
Exactly. LinkedIn, then. How about that?
There you go.
Are you okay with LinkedIn?
I am on good terms with LinkedIn.
So LinkedIn. Have a LinkedIn profile. There you go. That's cool.
Awesome.
All right.
My one piece of advice, I'm just going to go long because I'm a microphone hog, as you've noticed, is meet... All right. People you should meet at South by Southwest, which I'm also going to write at valleywag.com. That's V-A-L. Is Scott Beal.
You're dig baiting.
Scott Beal is right here in the red t-shirt looking kind of pissed. Who's getting his video taken. Awesome. Scott Beal is an amazing photographer. You know how like you're always looking around, hopefully, for profile photos? When you sign up to something, they're like, oh, add your photo, because you don't want to be that dumb like smiley face that they automatically give you. Well, Scott Beal... has this magical power. I think Scott was on Heroes last week because he has this power to find the one spot in a party with good lighting and stand there and then take pictures of all the cool people. So just introduce yourself to Scott. He's right here.
Scott,
he's wearing
stand
the communist
up.
Stand up, Scott. Stand up.
Scott.
Scott is
Scott
really...
Beal. Scott Beal, laughingsquid.com.
He's pretty fucking
local
awesome.
Host for San Francisco.
Yeah. So he will take a photo, and you will look at it, and you'll be like, oh, I was not aware that I look like a Greek god. I will use this for my profiles.
Yeah,
there's also Buzz Anderson, who all these people, you can probably search them on a site such as Flickr and figure out what they look like. So you can talk to them and be like, oh, Nick Douglas gave me your name. So I get smacked in the face instead of you. And Buzz Anderson is just an amazing guy. Tell him the most interesting thing about yourself. This is a general introduction principle. It's tell someone the most interesting thing about yourself, even if it's something stupid. But you talk to Buzz, talk to Scott, and talk to Zay Frank, who is hosting the something awards.
If you can find
South
it.
South by Southwest official web.
Yeah, and I just remember too, like Hugh Forrest is someone you'd want to meet.
Yeah,
because
Oh, that's right.
He organizes all the panels, and so he knows everyone.
It's right? his fault that registration was so bad.
Hey now.
Not really. I'm just
don't be hating.
Yeah. I'm just busting his balls.
Don't be a hater at South by. That's like yeah.
Happy
it's
thoughts.
Okay to hate some.
Happy thoughts. That's why we have open bars.
Yes.
Happy thoughts.
So my word of advice is this is a completely level playing field. Talk to anyone. If you see Zeldman in the hall, go up and say hi.
That's Jeffrey Zeldman, famous designer.
Everyone wants to talk to Jeffrey Zeldman.
At least
okay, maybe
the
not,
Barry
yeah.
White voice. I mean, yeah. Seriously, you should say hi to Zeldman just to hear him say, hello.
Exactly.
I'm not doing him justice at all, but just to like, yeah. If you want to hear Barry White, just talk to Zeldman, close your eyes.
And... He's got an amazingly smooth voice.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, if you see anybody, check the badges as you go down the hall. If you see somebody who you really, you know, you admire, you want to talk to, you have, you know, an idea for them, say hi. Say, you know, talk to them. It's I know it's intimidating, but it's really worth it.
I have a funny game along those lines.
Okay.
If you see someone famous that you don't really like, hand them their camera and say, will you take a picture of us, please?
Awesome.
I did that to Jason Calcanis, and it was awesome.
Awesome.
Or kick him in the teeth.
For anyone who has not suffered or enjoyed meeting Jason Calcanis, he's the head of Weblogs Incorporated.
He's not anymore, I don't think.
Nope. Was. Then the head of Netscape for a little while. And that failed, but spectacularly, which is the real thing that matters, and is now doing something, and he won't tell anybody what it is. But he's kind of a dick, but he's awesome, which I sympathize with. So he's, you know, he's fun to meet. But that's really what you did.
And he's an excellent
you just, like,
photographer.
Told him to take a.
Okay, next.
Oh, my advice for South by Southwest: keep your pants on. No. Honestly, that's not my piece of advice. Seriously, you...
Take your pants off.
It's very,
please.
Very...
It's very hot.
At all times.
We're all friends.
I'm not wearing any.
Seriously, I think that a lot of people here are very, very comfortable with the people that they, you know, have commuted over to Austin, Texas with. And honestly, you know, like all these panelists, I know them. I have met them at previous South by Southwests. And, you know, we all know each other locally from San Francisco, like some of us. So the thing is like, you know, the trick is to stick with people that you don't really know because you don't really know who you're going to meet for the most part. It's very, very comfortable and very easy to stay with, you know, the clan that you know from back home. But you won't really get so much of anything, you know, when you come back and you're like, wow, I saw everybody that I normally see in Austin. So
that's
make a very, very special
enough.
Effort. To get out there.
No, that's true. I mean, go like, you know, if you see a group heading off to lunch and you know maybe one of those people or, you know, you saw one of them in a panel.
Go crash that party.
There, like most of us have at least someone that we've either read their blog or we've emailed them or like, and it feels like you know them, but you never met them in person. And that's, come on, that's kind of weird.
That's very valuable.
Like we've all had that, but it's like, we're kind of creepy.
Yeah, go meet.
So yeah, meet them in person. That makes it so much better. Then when, like, you proposition them for sex later online, it's so much smoother.
Nick will be taking orders later.
Hypothetically.
Tantek, what's your advice?
I'm gonna actually cheat and use an advice I just saw on Twitter.
Wow.
What happens on Flickr stays on Flickr?
No, I think I Twittered that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Tantek, so Liz Henry, who maybe is here in the crowd.
Where are you, Liz? Yeah,
stand
with your purple-haired self.
Stand
up. So I really liked her recommendation, which when you're meeting all these people you've never met before, it's really easy to just have a lot of really, you know, superficial, hello, hi, how's it going, what's your interest, et cetera, conversations, and then talk to the next person. This, I think, is a really good piece of advice. Talk to at least a few people and have an in-depth conversation with them here. You know, it's that you've never met before. I guarantee you'll have amazing experience.
Which should be easy to do, don't you think? What with like their MySpaces and their Facebooks, like look up something interesting about them. Yes. Say like, I saw on your site that. Don't be like, oh, I went to that college too. And they're like, how did you know that? Like really, yeah. Tell them how you found out. It's okay. It's okay that you looked at Flickr. Right.
All right, now that we have all these ways of stalking each other, it's kind of like, if you don't know the superficial details, what were you doing all last night? Sleeping?
Right, like you haven't done your studying before you meet them?
Everyone's yeah. famous to at least 15 people.
At yeah, least.
And they're all probably here.
Yeah. So that's my one piece of advice. Thanks, Liz.
Good job, Liz. On that line, my piece of advice would be to have meaningful conversations versus many conversations, and to accept the fact that you are not going to be able to see or do everything, but make the most of the select opportunities that you do choose to have, because everything will be documented and on the blog or somewhere else later, yeah. So it's okay if you miss things. And to really... when you're at some of the panels, actually engage in some of the dialogue that's happening there and close the laptops. Don't be distracted by what's happening on Twitter and Dodgeball and...
She's talking to you, Tontek.
And the IRC back channel, but actually engage in some of the conversations, because some of the people that you have as panelists this year are some of the most amazing people that you will want to get drunk with later. And you want to actually have something... competent to say when you're actually talking to them, and so be able to make the most of those opportunities when you're attending the panel and have those great conversation points afterwards. And if you're scared of introducing yourself to somebody that you have absolutely no connection to otherwise, when you spot them at a party, just buy them a beer. They will talk to you because...
Buy them a beer.
Them a beer.
You're acting
everybody
like people have to buy alcohol here.
Free well, beer. Happen.
Well, what MJ really
get
means is...
Get, fetch them a beer.
Since so many of the parties are free beer, go get them a beer.
Fetch
because
them, yeah.
You'll
yeah.
stand
go
in line for them and, you know,
and
they'll appreciate it.
You know, it's one of those easy ways to make new conversations and new connections. And, like, if you are not an alcohol drinker, and we're fully respectful of, like, the Tito Taylors...
Poor people.
And folks who still come to South by Southwest, even though they know that it's a den of sin. There are...
Iniquity, actually.
Still...
Not as much iniquity as you would hope, though.
No, not really. That's true. Yeah, maybe next year.
I can hope for a lot of iniquity, granted, but...
Hey, if
let's
there's
let
not
MJ finish. Hold on.
If there's not enough iniquity, go out there and make some of your own.
Yes! Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
With me?
Well, no,
with Douglas,
just to...
Lookshiny.com.
You are so fucking dick baiting. It's like...
Let's kick his ass later.
He likes getting hit. So everybody, it is your mission as a newbie. You...
Oh!
All right.
Clean up
Never
on
mind,
aisle 7.
Never mind, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry, that had to be done.
I think what Andrew was going to say is be present. Don't just be distracted by
be present
all your devices.
And actually, if you're going to attend the panels, like, close the laptop. Actually pay attention. Engage in dialogue. If it's not something that's interesting to you, there's probably another panel going on that will be more interesting to you. So feel at liberty to, like, move through a lot of the panels that are having at the same time. But also make sure that if you're bothering to do that, you're actually engaging in the conversations that are happening.
That's actually a really good point that we left out. Those people just left because they're bored. But if you're in a panel and
no, they're
it's
checking
not,
into like Buffalo
oh,
Billiards
that's probably
for
it.
Break bread. Yeah.
If you're in a panel and it's
guns.
Not it's not really working, there's nobody stopping you from leaving. If
it's
you
okay.
And I mean there's God, like 12
events,
panels at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go find another one that, you know, maybe you thought might work. If the one that you're in isn't working, go. Find something else.
And
your time
worry.
Is valuable here.
Yeah,
don't worry about offending the speaker, right?
No.
I mean, if
like, there are other people in the room, they can keep talking.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they know there's 12 other panels that are more interesting than what they're doing.
Right.
So that's okay.
So you're like, if you guys need to leave right now, go ahead.
No, so we're so lucky that there were very few panels opposite this one. But we're wrapping up because people need to go hit their
but I
want to
really
parties.
Cut in yet again and
hurry.
Say, yeah, you mentioned IRC really quickly because I actually don't know what the IRC channel is because, okay, one of the great traditions of tech conferences is getting to chat instead of actually listening to the conference, which is really great when you have a laptop and you're sitting in a panel that you really don't like and there are no other good panels. So what's the IRC channel that people can chat at?
Tontek? Anyway?
I would say go to irc.freenode.net. That's the server you should connect to.
Yes.
And SXSW.
You use an IRC client such as?
Such as Colloquy. Colloquy. Let's see. I think it's colloquy.info.
Colloquy, yeah. It is.
Seriously, like a lot of funny
just
shit.
Just bother Tontek, harass
channel.
Him, and stalk him in person for all these details.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a really scalable model, MJ.
Was that boingo.net?
Yeah.
IRC.boingo.net? Is that right?
IRC.freenode.net. And I'll go ahead and update
Bingo.
The.
Bingo?
Wiki?
Freenet.
The Marauder.
Freenet.
Okay.
IRC.freenet. Dot.
No? All right, well,
Freenode. For shit.
All right, two last questions for the audience. How many people have parties they'd rather be at right now?
Yeah.
Hurry, let's go.
How many people have questions?
Good.
All right, get your asses out to the parties you want to be at.
Have fun.
Thank you very much for coming.
Feel free to say hi to us.
Wonderful.
Come say hi, introduce, or not.
Some of us may actually hang out.
Yeah, you could say hi. I'm so very lonely.